for me, it was just about batting for as long as I could and making a big score. I've always said I like batting at number three and I want to take my opportunities there, and hopefully today's just the start of that. Hopefully there's a few more big scores in this series and then down the track as well. It was very hot. I don't think I've changed my gloves that many times in my whole career, let alone just today. It was quite remarkable. So, look, for me it was just about trying to get off strike and put away the bad ball, and today it worked out well. Yeah, it was. He's very tall. He comes from out of over the side screen, so it's quite tough. But, they bowled quite well in patches tonight. Today. They hit pretty good lengths, and it was skidding on a bit. It was quite tough to score. So, it was just about trying to find ways to get off strike and then put the bad ball away, and that was my goal for today. And, it worked out well in the end. Yeah, I think we lost a few wickets in patches. We never really got a big partnership together, except for the one with David Warner that I had. But for me, it was just about batting time and for others to bat around me and hopefully take it as deep as possible. And, I would have liked to have got a few more away at the end, but that's cricket, and, 260 turned out to be a winning total. Yeah, it is. The wicket was a little bit skiddy today, so it was... the quicks were in the game. Both of them bowled really well. Mitch bowled really fast for us and, got him in a few uncomfortable positions, and it worked out well. I think it was pretty good batting first. It looked like it slowed up a little bit more later in the day and spun a bit more as well. So, Nathan Lyon bowled brilliantly tonight, as did Glenn Maxwell. So, all of our bowlers did a terrific job, and, it was just a good all-round performance. Look, I think the wicket, as I said, slowed up and spun a bit more. It was obviously a little bit tougher to score, and they bowled really well. So credit to them. But for us, it's about improving every day. We're not always going to get a wicket that's going to spin like that, and those guys have to keep finding ways to keep the run rate down and take wickets as well. And I know they're working pretty hard at that to work that out as well. Yeah, I think it was just one of those things where the captain just said, let's put a leg slip in. It was spinning quite sharp for Nathan, and it was always going to be quite tough to start against. So we thought that was an opportunity for us to get him out, and it worked out really well in the end, and David took a very good catch. I think batting first helped. That was always our plan. We thought the wicket would break up a little bit more late in the day, and it turned out to be the case. So it was. Good for us to bat well and get that sort of total. It was always going to be tough to defend if we bowled and fielded well. No, I've slowly brought my bowling back into play a little bit more. I gave it a little bit of a rest for a while to concentrate on my batting and get that to a level where I was happy. But, I've been working pretty hard on my bowling. Murali's been great for me. He's come in and done a great job for us and got me going through the crease a little bit more. And since that's been the case, I haven't dragged as many balls down, and the ball's been coming out quite well. I haven't weighed myself yet. I probably should get in there, and I'm sure the fitness trainer's all over it, so I'll have to get in there and do that soon. For looking to the sky, a friend of mine that died a couple of years ago, and I've always, when I've got 100, I've always looked up and know he's watching me. James McLennan.